Thanks for being here today to worship God as we sing to Him and as we sing to one another, to teach and admonish one another. We're going to sing songs this afternoon that praise God. First, I want to continue to learn and sing number 417, The Providence of God. And this song does the same thing. It recognizes God and His greatness for who He is. So let's sing number 417. We'll keep the tempo up.
No soul, thou mighty God, omniscient one, His ways we cannot trace. He reckons every good begun and crowns it with His grace. He's here and there and everywhere in all the ways I've trod. I never pass beyond the sphere of the
unto the clouds. Be exalted, O God,
exalted, O God. What a great and awesome God we serve. Let's sing song number 53. Number 53, Awesome God. Number 53.
Do so long. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom power and love. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom power. Forever.
145.
I will extol you, O my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. Our generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works, I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness.
God's creation praises him. They tell of his greatness. Let's sing song number 84. 84. All creation worships you. Show of hands, how many have sung this song before? Okay, not too many. So let's point out a couple features. In the third stanza, right at the very beginning, you see the little squiggly line. That's a pause. That's a rest. We're going to rest for an entire beat. If you don't, you'll be singing close to by yourself. All right? It happens again in the middle of that stanza. All right? You are eternal Father. Rest. All creation worships you. Again, there's emphasis with that rest. Now, so that'll be one point. And then you have the first and second lines are pretty much kind of repeats of each other in terms of the tempo and the melody, but and the parts that you sing. So the soprano, though the soprano goes, "You are God, and we praise you. We praise you." Okay. Now the basses are going to do something very similar to that at the end of that line. They're going to sing, "You are God, and we praise you, and we praise you." So similar construction of notes that the soprano just sang. And but we're off just a little bit in our tempos, so that's the way we'll try to sing that together. Let's try this through one time, and then we'll pause, and then we'll sing the second.
Do me so
you are.
sang this earlier in the week, 81, Jesus is Lord.
Praise one over the other is kind of an inner sense that maybe one will be jealous.
But yeah, they're the same person. And so like, taking it a step further, having one maybe commit treason against the other to try and get higher than the other, that's not going to happen because they're the same person. And so that's unthinkable, and we know that. We just don't put it all together.
Thank you. The unity that exists in God and the three persons that we talked about is what we're all shooting for in our oneness of mind. Yeah, thank you for that. Again, thank you all. And if we want to talk about this more later, I'd be glad to do that. Number 80, worthy, you are worthy.
No.
Save us.
from Luke chapter 2. Luke chapter 2.
And Joseph also went up from Galilee, from the town of Nazareth, to Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed, who was with child. And while they were there, the time came for her to give birth. And she gave birth to her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling cloths, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them in the inn. And in the same region, there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with great fear. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good news with great joy that will be for all the people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling cloths and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased."
So here we have the angel praising this wondrous event, the birth of our Lord. Let's sing song number 151. 151, Song of Angel.
No soul.
when you have some time with this song, read and ponder the words. This song is rich in speaking biblical truth about our Savior and about our God. And it's really good. Last reading, Psalm number 113, before we sing a couple more songs. Psalm 113.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you His servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let His name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over all the nations. His glory is above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God, the one who sits enthroned on His name, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash head. He seats them with princes of His people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let's sing song number 63. Number 63, El Elyon, God Most High. Bases, we got another base lead. We need to step up here now.
Glory to God in the highest. Glory to God in the highest. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest. can sing to you and praise your holy name. And we thank you for the gift of music and just all the ways that we could praise you. They're not enough, but there's no amount that we could praise you that could ever be enough. But we thank you for this. And we thank you for your creation that's all around us every day as a reminder of the greatness of you. And we thank you for the many blessings you've given us, the week that we can have the camp, and for allowing us to have the camp this year, for keeping us safe. And we can't thank you enough for that. And please be with us the rest of the week as we go on. And help us to remember how great you are and praise you the right way. And we thank you for all these things. In Christ Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, real quick, I need two guys to help me move this sound system to the mess hall. If you would, please.
A few helpers.
Especially if you're going to school's class.
And get the books in the tubs. Thank you.